Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
You know, yesterday while I focused on, you know, Trump being in Davos and the craziness of his ramblings and circus-style rally-type speeches, a couple other things got out of the mainstream. Did you know that the White House gave credentials to go to this economic forum in Switzerland under the White House? Credentials that were gotten through the White House for this anti-Semite who believes the Antichrist will be Jewish. And I was watching some of the I've never heard of this guy, Rick Wiles or Willies, or I've never heard of him before. But I'm watching some of his spiel. This guy's crazy scary. And the fact that he's married up to the White House and the fact that our White House took him to there, what message does that send to the international community? I mean, here to share some thoughts on how does someone like this get credentials first? I've asked Adele Stan to come talk with us. She's the editor of Right Wing Watch. Adele, thanks for taking time for us.
Great to be with you, Rick.
So walk me through this. How does someone like this, who really, I mean, I've never heard of him. I spent about a half an hour, you know, going through some of the, what is it, the True News Network that he said,
right,
you know, God loves True News. How does someone like this get credentialed to something like this?
Well, you know, the White House does have discretionary credentials that it can, you know, press credentials it can give out to certain events that the president is going to be, you know, an honored guest at. And it seems that there's always a set of credentials for True News and Rick Wiles. I mean, this wasn't this Davos meeting wasn't the first time that Wiles has shown up saying he was credentialed by the White House. At a major international meeting, he was at the UN General Assembly again under White House credentials he got through the White House. It's not uncommon for him to then, in addition, you know, he gets press credentials for Trump campaign events. That is, you know, somewhat less controversial because campaigns tend to,
sure,
you know, not give a lot of scrutiny to whom they're credentialing. But, I mean, we're talking about these big international meetings that, you know, have American credibility on the line. And this is a guy they're giving White House credentials to because they apparently think whatever slice of the Trump base this guy has is going to be useful to them.
But, you know, the message for me, when you're on the international stage, it's the message that you're and I know Trump doesn't care, but it's the message you're sending to the rest of the world. This
right.
guy is truly distasteful in every way, shape or form to me. And I think to most Americans. So to have to have him on the international stage with the blessing of our White House, basically we the people's blessing, seems completely unacceptable to me.
Well, and indeed it should be. I mean, it was only in November that Rick Wiles described the House impeachment proceedings as a quote-unquote Jew coup, C-O-U-P. He is constantly railing against the Jewish people and calling them all kinds of names and says that they only care about money and, I mean, all of the old anti-Semitic tropes. It's not as if the White House doesn't know this, Rick, because, you know, my colleague Kyle Mantella has really been on this story for years. He wrote his first post about Rick Wiles in 2013, and it was Kyle who broke these latest stories. And going back, if you go back through the record, I mean, it's this and horrendous things he says about LGBTQ people, on and on and on. But this guy, you know, he's a Florida preacher. He has something of a following, and apparently it's enough of a following that the White House feels that, you know, it's to their advantage to keep him around. Oh, but I started to say they know now because when Donald Trump Jr. gave Wiles an interview, a spot interview at one of these Trump rally events, Kyle wrote up a post and mentioned it, and you know, the White House didn't give us anything back, and I believe that either Don Jr. or one of his surrogates said, well, you know, it was he didn't know who Wiles was. He was just a guy with a microphone, you know, standing in a line. So, you know, I mean, they knew, by now they knew. You know, we've been out there chugging along. Actually, Right Wing Watch has been out there chugging along long before I got on staff on this guy, Rick Wiles. If they didn't know by then, they certainly knew by the time Kyle published his post about Don Jr.'s interview.
Yeah, you know, but you know, I look at the work that you guys do, and thank goodness you're doing it, because I don't think many of us know that there's this undercurrent of crazy. I mean, seriously, I spent a little time looking at this guy's website, and it is every bit of scary. It's every bit of, you know, the rapture mentality that, you know, the end of the world's coming, and, you know, it's really it's scary stuff, and it's taken religion to this place of hatred and anger, and that I think most, you know, God-fearing, you know, Christians would go be abhorred by. But, you know, there are, evidently they've got audiences.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's always going to, for every conspiracy theory, for every theory of why one group should hate another, there's always going to be something of a following, right? That's just kind of human nature. However, we're not accustomed to having those kinds of voices amplified by the White House, rewarded by the White House. And, you know, this is not the first crazy kind of, you know, off-kilter outlet that the Trump White House has given press credentials to. As Right Wing Watch reported, my colleague Jared Holt reported about Gateway Pundit being given credentials for the White House briefing room early in the Trump administration. And Gateway Pundit is a purveyor of Pizzagate and all kinds of other conspiracy theories. So, you know, it's all very transactional as far as I can figure it. And it's just also so crazy when you consider the fact that the president's daughter converted to Orthodox Judaism, but that Trump himself has indulged in saying some pretty anti-Semitic things and, you know, retweeting even white nationalists.
No, so it's not surprising. Now, was there any reaction to these guys being at this international forum? I mean, have you seen any international reaction of countries, you know, basically going, why the hell are these people here?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, the only international attention that we saw was in reaction to the comments that Wiles made claiming the impeachment proceedings were a Jew coup. And he's referring, of course, to Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and others in the Congress. That particular post got picked up by Haaretz, the liberal Israeli newspaper. but other than that, no. And here's the thing, you know, what we're seeing in the Trump administration is just so, even though it's been building over time over the course of the last 40 years, you know, this is kind of the logical development out of the more standard religious right we came to be used to under, you know, George W. Bush or even Ronald Reagan. But the mainstream media and political journalists, Rick, they don't recognize this stuff. They wouldn't know this guy from a hole in a wall, right?
Right.
So unless they're reading Right Wing Watch or watching our Twitter feed, which yesterday, thankfully, they were, Jake Tapper of CNN saw Kyle's tweet on the subject and was just appalled and dialed up the White House Correspondents Association just to double check that we had it right, that the credentials given Wiles came from the White House. And he tweeted out, you know, how appalled he was by it, as did Rachel Maddow. So we're at the point now where perhaps 40 years in the making of the religious right takeover of the United States government, political journalists are beginning to say, oh, this is what that looks like when that happens.
It's incredible. I went to the RNC convention in Cleveland in 2016, and there were a lot of these groups around. I mean,
was there too.
I mean, it was incredible the amount of resources these people have. And the amount of resource they put towards this kind of messaging, because they've got really sharp websites. They do really great video graphics. I mean, they've really spent a lot of time, energy, and money on building a really slick PR campaign.
Indeed.
And I keep telling my friends in labor, and I keep telling the Democratic Party, you've got to expose this stuff, and you've got to have something to combat it. Because you know, they're talking to people that you're not. You got to get in the conversation. And the sad reality is the Democratic Party has done nothing to push alternatives to right-wing talk radio, which is why it has been the crazy right-wing people have been dominating it for so long. There's no alternative voices to counter some of this stuff, to give people at least some bit of the ability to weigh different messages.
Well, I think that's true. I think where, the left has not built an infrastructure in the same way that the right has been doing so very, very methodically over the course of many, many years. The left and Democrats tend to organize according to elections. Right, election by election, whereas the right has been, the founders of the religious right, they knew that they might not live to see their vision come to fruition, and that didn't keep them from keeping on with the yeah. building of their infrastructure.
Last line of questioning I've got for you, because, you see some of this stuff, and there are some more mainstream kind of networks that are popping up. I look at, One American News as, a crazy right-wing group.
Right.
There's so much of this stuff. And in this election cycle, they're telling us the disinformation campaigns are going to be even worse than they were in 2016.
Right.
As you're evaluating stuff that you're coming across, how are you filtering this stuff? Because I think as Americans, we're going to have to learn a whole new set of skills on how to evaluate, what kind of information is being thrown at us from all different directions.
I agree, and I think that's a service that, institutions on the left really need to start providing, is to sort of break this stuff down. And the thing that's tough is that, as the technology evolves so quickly and events in the world, evolve so quickly, we're trying to keep up, right? We're trying to figure it out as we go along. However, I do think you're right. I think that the engaged public needs, to have tools to be able to understand what they're looking at. But there's also, a significant part of the public that is simply not engaged because, the Trump, as horrible as he is, may not seem to be affecting their daily lives. Or B, it's too horrible to really want to see, what's going on. And I feel that happens a lot in among the political press corps.
No, I think you're right. I think people are tired. I talked to a lot of my friends who had, at one point early on were, gung-ho, and now people are just tired and worn down. And you knew that was going to be the Trump strategy, because I said it's what happened back in 2011 and 2012 in Wisconsin. The Republicans just beat people senseless, just constantly hammered them until people tuned away, and they learned, pretty quickly that if we do this, people will just, cocoon and not come out to vote. And I got to think that's the only plan here.
Yeah, well, I do think that is discouragement. The suppression of the vote is very important to the winning Trump strategy. There's no doubt about it, right? I mean, it's an electoral college game that they're playing. They know that they won't get the majority of the popular vote. And as much confusion as they can create is helpful to them. And all of the gaslighting that goes on, where you basically say, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes, it creates ultimately a disbelief that in any kind of truth. And that's where you get into real danger.
Yeah. I'm hoping the international community starts looking at press credentials a little bit better and maybe starts denying some.
Well, you know, and these guys are also, my colleague Jared Holt noticed that they have classified themselves as a church. So they also are scouting, you know, they're skirting tax law.
Oh, so we the taxpayers are paying for them. Got
yes.
it. Even worse yet. Which, again, is another reason why I'm against the tax code being the way it is. But that's a conversation for another day. Adele,
indeed.
I appreciate the information on this. I appreciate the work you guys do at Right Wing Watch, and I hope you'll keep it up.
Oh, thanks so much, Rick. Great to be with you.
Good stuff. Appreciate the time. Again, make sure you check out their website. Follow them at Twitter, at Right Wing Watch. We'll get links out on how you can do that. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.